We've been on this topic, eternal investment. And this is going to be part four, right? Part four, you may not have anything on the screen. It's going to be a very short message because we're going to continue this part. This is going to be part four of this message, eternal investment. I told us that there are three areas we can invest into our eternity. Let it be a common saying. Let it be an household statement for all of us. Before I go in the announcement, please, I want to see Captain Ajayi, Sister Bisola, Sister Olamide, and Bora Shogo immediately after service, please. So we want to have some discussion. Then I want to see the pastors for the church, for the children church. So I want to see Sister. Sister Yemi is not here. Sister Bim Bobatunde, Bora Kayode, Baja, and then they will tell other people. And if you want to join this group, you could please let us know. We need people in the children department. We need pastors in the children department. It's a lot of work over there. You can volunteer once in a year. It's okay. Or once in 3 months, just to be part of that ministry. So I told us there are three areas we can invest into eternity. Give me the first one. Second. And, okay. Time, treasures, and talent, or talent, time, and treasures. So the three things, these are the three areas of your life that you can invest into eternity. You can invest into eternity. And this is the best that you can ever have, because the eternal investment is not something that can crash. The worldly investment or investment here could crash any moment. There can be bailout when there is chaos in the economic situation in any nation. It's a common thing now, you see bailout. How much time have they bailed out AIG? They still have problem, right? Many banks, they still have problem. Even bank insured, FDIC, right? FDIC, thank you, banker. We got a banker here. FDIC, insured, can still have problem. But the investment that you have in eternity, nothing can rock it. Nothing can rock it there. It's there, and there will be no mistake. Your dividend will not be given to someone else, as we're going to read today in the scriptures. But do you know, in the early church, there are two groups of people in the early church. Those who have desired to invest into eternity with their time, talent, and treasures, and their focus, and those who have not. Those who just feel they just want to tap into the investment without they themselves invest into this. Let's see 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Open your scripture with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And if you see that, you can begin to read for me from verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. If you have seen it, begin to read for me from verse 1. Yes, somebody please. Mm-hmm. No, just verse 1 to 2. Just verses 1 to 2. Now, just read again from verses 1 to 2 again. Mm-hmm. 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 More and more. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Apostle Paul was talking here to Thessalonians. And he was telling them how they have to abound in the Lord more and more. Because then in the church, they have this problem of people that buy in and believers that will not buy in, that refuse to buy in. People that will be involved and people that will not, or that were not ready to be involved. Freedom to and the freedom from. Some of the believers then want to have freedom from, not the freedom to. There was a story that I read, very pathetic story. This woman, a member of a church, this church every year, they will give out what they call a card for people to donate specially for the cause of the ministry, for the cause of the gospel. You know, it's very common in this country to see churches. You see churches, they will say missionary, right? So missionary church, Baptist missionary church, this missionary church, that missionary church. Because they make mission as something everyone has to participate. So in this church, they will give every year a card to everyone to put something to donate specially for the cause of the project of the church, for the vision that they had in the church. And so this woman lost her husband. The year following when she lost her husband, her son was imprisoned, was sent to jail. And then that same year, she lost her house in fire. Three tragic things happened to this woman. And then she was alone. And then the pastor and the leader for this kind of special donation, the mission leader or chairman, went to this woman to talk to this woman. And they spoke to her after they had spoken to her. They told her that, listen, this year we want to kind of exonerate you from participating in this thing. You know what happened to you. We even have to go out to help you with this situation that happened to you. And then after they told that woman that, they desire to give her freedom from participating in that thing. To have freedom that don't be guilty. We know your situation. We are not going to be offended if you don't participate. As a matter of fact, we are advising you to at least reserve the resources that you have to take care of yourself. We even go out to help you because we know that this time you are facing challenges. And then the woman started to cry. The woman started to weep emotionally. And then the pastor and the mission director begin to look at each other's eyes, and they were very happy. They said, yeah, I think we passed the right message. The woman got her message. Yeah, this woman, they said, yeah, she got her message. She knows we love in this church. The woman is realizing that we really care in this church. But it was the opposite. They didn't understand why this man was crying. After a while, the woman was able to bring herself together. Then she was able to, to hold herself. And then she started to talk. And then she told these two people, the pastor, the resident pastor, or the senior pastor, and the chairman of this mission. And she said, you want to rob me again? You want to rob me? Why do you want to rob me? Why do you say I should not participate? You want to rob me from the blessings? I lost my house. I lost my husband. My son is in the prison. And you want me to lose again? Why should you come and tell me this? You have to give me my card. Give me my own card. I have to participate. Don't give me freedom from. I want the freedom to. With freedom to participate. The pastor was surprised to see the reason why the one was weeping. And this one was weeping because she refused to have the freedom from. Many people in the church, they want to have freedom from. Freedom from participating. Pastor, do you see our situation? Pastor, do you see where I don't have the time to serve the Lord? Pastor, do you see why I don't have money to give? You know why I'm not paying my bills? I mean, my tithe, Pastor. I get a lot of credit to pay. I get a lot of bills to settle, Pastor. Pastor, do you see why I don't even have any treasures to give? Pastor, don't you see that I am poor? I'll not be poor in Jesus' name. Let the poor say I'm rich. People want to have freedom from. But listen to me. If we want things to be exactly how it's supposed to be, do you know majority of the people wants to come to the church and see everything orderly, everything perfect, everything orderly. The choir to sing very well, the pastor to preach very well, the ushers to work very hard, the children department to be effective. I mean, everything in the church to be perfect, every window painted, everywhere cleaned, lights should be on, it should be fine, everything should go smooth, paint every area, make everything smooth, perfume everywhere, let the washroom be excellent. But listen, it takes time, it takes talent, it takes treasures. before things will work. Here Paul was talking to them, the people of Thessalonians, abound more in the Lord. Do that which is committed into your hand. Perform. Work for the cause of the gospel. Because a time is coming when no man will walk. If you get the opportunity to do it now, invest into eternity. Invest into eternity. I think I don't need to make you very afraid of what is going on in the world, altogether in the world. If you open the newspaper, more evil news than good news. If you turn into the television, more evil report than good report, right? Everywhere is chaos. Foreclosure here, foreclosure there. They're giving the news every time from the Labor Department how many people are losing their job per second in the country. They're giving news how many people are being stressed out. People under that, see unnecessary killing going on. The head of the family just killing all the children, killed the wife, killed himself, saying it is enough. But I tell you the truth, even at a time like this, that is when God is most needed. At a time like this, that is when we need to go out and preach the word. That is when we need to surrender to God. Our time, our talent, and our treasures. Some of you, God wants to use you. And you keep reserving. You keep holding on. You keep withholding. To whom much is given, much is expected. To whom much is given, much is expected. If God will judge Sodom and Gomorrah, and he refused to judge our generation, God must apologize for Sodom and Gomorrah. But because our generation is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah, evil in the society, people are boastful, people are lovers of themselves, people are not ready to submit to the cause of the gospel, people are not ready to sacrifice any second for the Lord. They keep holding everything tight. But brethren, I can introduce to you this business. It is the best business you can ever engage in. To invest into the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ gave some series of parables that I think we should read some of these parables. If you open your scriptures with me, you're going to enjoy this topic. This is a topic that has no end. Investment. Eternal investment. Investing into the kingdom has no end. Amen? We can have up to part 20 of this topic because the Bible is complete, full of anything you can use to explain these things. And I'm going to spend my time to trash into that and to make us to be who God wants us to be. Open the scripture to Matthew chapter 13. How are you doing this afternoon? Are you happy? Let's be happy. Time is too short to be sad. Yes, time is too short to be sad. I told you that the first part of this investment, time, you cannot replay time. If at any time in your life you are sad and then you allow yourself to be sad for one day, that day that you are sad, you cannot get it again. My wife and I, we went to the printer last week to print the program for the women. I think they gave her the assignment and then they said, what God has joined together, let no assignment put asunder. I have to follow her to go and do it. So after everything was done and then the printer emailed the flyer to her for the women's convention, the printer put May 9, 3009. I look at my wife, I say, this is an expensive mistake. Where are we going to be in 3009? Do you ask yourself, that question? Where are we going to be in May 9, 3009? Where are we going to be? Brethren, come on, spend your time wisely. Where are we going to be? Where? Don't you know that the dates are taken after Christ? 2009, after the death of Christ. It means about 2009 years ago, Jesus Christ was crucified. Jesus Christ was born. Today, we can put it crucified because it's just 3.5 years difference. Today is Palm Sunday, right? You'd be expecting pastor to have palm in his hand and waving it. Let us go to the Bible. Jesus was, okay, you know that. You've heard that. You've seen that. Next Sunday is going to be Easter Sunday, right? And then the youth, they are going to have a great fun. They're going to have their own Easter Friday somewhere. They're going to sleep in a hotel. Man, can't you take me along? They're going for some cruise. Oh, my God. These people, they know how to spend money. And they need your help. Let us forget. Before you go this afternoon, come on, drop something for them. You know, they need your help. So, look at that. Just like 2009 years ago, Jesus Christ passed. But he's alive forevermore because he resurrected. He didn't pass like other people will pass. So, May 9, 2009, where are we going to be? None of us will be here. None of us will be here. We will have gone. But what do you think, if Jesus tarries, if Jesus had not come, what do you think that the generation then will be reading about you? What do you think? They will be saying about you. What do you think? The generation then will be saying about you. Where do you think the situation in the world will look like? Or what do you think it's going to look like in 2009, May 9, 2009? Let us invest our time. Let us invest our talent. Let us invest our treasures for the cause of the gospel. I'm going to read this place, and I think we'll continue the message as God will allow us next Sunday. Matthew chapter 13. Let me read from verse 31. Some of us, we have read this particular portion of Jesus' parables, but we're kind of trying to just rush it down because it's just kind of parables that are so small. They are short, and then you try to look for meaning. You tend not to get it. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Look at that small parable. Look at that little parable. The kingdom of God, like a mustard seed, very small seed that was planted and became a big tree, a big herb that you cannot do without. And the birds nest on this tree. It's all about quality, brethren. It's all about the quality time. Quality time. If you put in something that is of good quality, of good seed, and you plant it, I'm telling you, it could become the greatest tree or greatest result ever. Quality time. If you have the opportunity to invest into eternity, make it of good quality. Quality time, quality treasures, quality talent. Make everything quality. If you want to spend time with your family, let it be a quality time. Am I talking to you? You want to invest your time into your relationship, make it quality time. Do more time of love. Do more time of remembering good times. Do more time of enjoying yourself. When you go out for dinner, make it great. Amen? Make it good quality. Don't spend that time to quarrel. I have seen cases when, or have had cases, or have been told of cases where people will go out for dinner and they are coming back from the dinner, they will fight into the house. It is not a quality time. I was talking, somebody was talking on the radio, and he said that while he was going out with his wife one day, and he was going with his wife, and then there was this pretty lady who was advertising. The man said the lady was walking up the stairs and in one side, or maybe I think he said the lady was coming down the stair in one side, and then he was walking up the stair in the other side, and then the lady was dressing, inviting, and making publicity and advertising. And then the man was looking, as the man was looking, and the wife was looking at him, was watching him, was seeing how much is looking, how much is looking. And then the man was looking, and the woman, the wife was watching the man to see how much he was looking. Then after the lady passed, then the woman asked the wife. The woman has the husband. What did you see? What did you see? And that's how they started to discuss. That's how they started to discuss. It means, so I am not. Let us spend quality time together. Praise the Lord. You know, some little look like that. Man, when you go out with your wife, be careful how you look. Don't look two times. If you look and you look back, the woman is watching you, how you are looking. And the woman is taking notice of everything. She's taking notice and she's interpreting every look. Spend quality time together. If you come into the church, spend the time wisely. Amen? Get involved. Buy into the system. If you are talented, I want volunteers. Those who want to be part of the 2009 anniversary committee. Volunteer to be part of this. Volunteer to do what? So next Sunday, I'm going to make an announcement of those people that I think should, those who volunteer and those that I may put there myself by the grace of God, so they can be part of the anniversary for 2009. So be part, buy into the system. Apostle Paul was talking here that in those days in the church, there are people that will not be part of it. And Jesus was giving parable of the kingdom of God, that it's what you sow in the kingdom, the quality of it is very, very important to yield reward. The mustard seed, very quality. Look at the second one. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. Do you understand what that means? You take a little bit of yeast. That is the kingdom of God. It's a generational investment. Do you know if you preach the gospel to somebody, let me explain to you this parable Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God. Do you know that if your life or you, if you go out after somebody, amen, to preach the gospel to that person, and that person gives his life to Jesus Christ, you never know. You have won another generation. Not one person, you have won now. Because it's like a yeast. It's going to expand. It's going to expand. It's going to expand. Do you know that somebody preached to Billy Graham, right? Somebody preached to Billy Graham to give his life to Christ. See what he has become today. Do you see how many people have given their life to Christ? Don't you know somebody preached the gospel to you? Do you know how many impact your life has been in the life of many people? Can you count? And those people. There was a time somebody came to tell me investment opportunity. It's like a tree. He told me that if I can bring, I told him I'm not going to do that. I will tell you what he said. He wanted me to bring, he heard that I'm a pastor, right? He wanted me to bring the members of the church into the investment. So when they get into the investment, as much as they are gaining, he said, the gaining will be coming to me. I bring you. You bring somebody. Somebody bring somebody. Somebody bring somebody. They said, now, they said, after a while, you will just sit down in the house with your computer, and you'll be looking at how the money is coming into your account without doing anything. Generational investment. A small leaven, we leaven the whole lump. A small yeast, we expand the whole lump. The kingdom of God. The same thing otherwise. If you should spend your time, your talent, and your treasures in the evil way, you never know how many people will be affected. Look at what Adolf Hitler did. People like Stanley, they cannot forget them. Saddam Hussein, people like that. Look at how many lives have been affected because of Saddam Hussein. America invaded Iraq. Do you see how many families have died? Do you see how many military people have passed? Do you see how many families that has been disorganized in Iraq just because of one person who just decided to be something? A little yeast can make expand the whole lump. And let us go again to verse 44. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man had found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he had and buy that field. To invest into the kingdom of God, there is no time to wait. Amen? It's a treasure that can make you to sell everything that you have just to buy that opportunity. Just to buy that investment. Do you know, my wife has a friend. Let me explain to you what we mean. If you treasure something, you can sell all you have to buy that thing. My wife has a friend. They work together in the office. He won a landed immigrant visa to Canada, just like green visa in America. So after he won it, you know, you have to do that by, you know, something like you put down how many degree you have, this and that, and then ta-ta-ta-ta, how many money you have, this and that, and then if you are qualified, they give you the visa. You become a landed immigrant in Canada. After he got that, he had no money to take all his children because he's a man of many children. Trailer. So, you know what he did? All his investments in the office with my wife, that is, he built the house in Lagos, everything, he sold that house, sold everything, just to do what? To go to Canada. So he can buy ticket for all his children for himself. Because now, well, we can think what he has done is foolishness, right? You can think that. But to him, he has found a treasure. He ran out and sold all he had to buy it. The kingdom of God is like that. It's a treasure that can make you to sell everything that you have to buy it. You can't wait. You can't wait. You have to hide it. It's something that you must hide so that no one else will see it. It's something that you have to keep so that no one else will come and take it from you. So investment of your time, your talent, and your treasures for the cause of the gospel, it's not something that you have to wait and say, where is my friend? I am not going to usher today. Because you see, Pastor, my friend is not there. You know, I don't feel like singing today because my friend is not in the choir. Today I don't feel like coming to the church, Jare. You know, when I came last Sunday, I look at my friend, I know Siam. The kingdom of God is not like that. It is something that when you get, hey, I used to ask people if they should tell you where the money is, and people are getting the money. Somebody just call you, say, Sister Lamide. They say that in your bank, Sister Lamide. They say that in your bank, this morning, that anyone that comes in there, the manager is ready to allow that person to go to strong room and carry as much money as possible. Amen? Are you going to take your phone and say, let me tell Pastor, let me tell the Pastor Mrs., let me tell Brother Paul, he can give me one bag. Let me tell, before you begin to tell, somebody will rush there before you. That is the kingdom of God. It's not something you do with complacency. Let us wait. It's a treasure that you have to guide when you get it. And you have to run, invest all that you have, sell all you have to get it. Jesus said. Father, we thank you this afternoon. We bless your name because we're a good God. We thank you about the investment of our time for the cause of the kingdom. What shall we say? How much can we say? Can we say about this? It's an issue that needs to be visited again. We ask you that you open our understanding. Help us to understand that the issue of the kingdom is very, very urgent. Help us, oh God, to embrace it. Help us to give in all that we have, our talent, our treasures, and our time. Help us, oh God, because it is something that is worthy to sell all in order to buy it. Help us to be serious. Help us, oh Father, to embrace it. And when that kingdom will be established, Father, we pray, oh God, that we shall all be there. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you this afternoon. Bless the Lord. Just worship you because we are God. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. I will continue my message next Sunday. Amen. Let's have the choir. You have your special number, right? As we are singing your special number, the deaconess Dugware is going to take the offering. Amen. So choir, come on the podium.